Praise the Lord. So today, the title is about the wars to come.
今天的题目呢是将要来的征战。
Do you remember what last week that she has spoken? Do you remember?
上一周我讲什么？你们还记得吗？
What?
得胜乃在乎耶和华。
The victory belongs to the Lord, right? So, did he help us? Yes, he did. Of course, we are reminded that in our life, all victories belongs to the Lord.
在我们人生呢，我们都知道，所有的得胜胜利都是属于神的。
But the thing is that some things can be very easily forgotten in our lives.
有些事情在我们生命中，我们很容易就轻易就忘记了。
Especially with the media that is outside media.
尤其是外面那些媒体。
Yeah. I mean, you just want to be depressed, turn on the TV for 5 minutes.
你想要觉得很忧郁吗？你就打开电视5分钟就可以了。
Oh my goodness. The overwhelming pressure for you to...
那个淹没你的压力。
To be happy, totally gone.
你要让你的喜乐通通不见了。
Not to say that your daily life gives you a lot of pressure.
不要说你的日常生活已经给你很多压力
了。And nothing anywhere seems to give you the joy of the Lord. That's why I think
好像到处都没有办法给你那个给你主的喜乐。
But we are reminded.
我们被提醒了。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为靠着耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
Because Nehemiah has to go back and build the
walls of Jerusalem. 尼希米他回到耶路撒冷要来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And it's very hard when you have enemies and you have to build.
因为他四围很多的仇敌，所以很难。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
那靠着耶和华而得的喜乐，
是我们
的力量。
你
有喜乐吗？
You have joy. Every one of you.
你靠着耶和华得的喜乐。
The joy of the Lord shall be your strength.
这靠着耶和华而得的喜乐，是
我们的力量。Not the problems of the problems in your life is your strength. Never, okay?
你生命中的、你生活中的问题，绝对不是给你喜乐。
The worries of your life is never your strength.
你的忧虑不会给你力量。
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you repeat after me? The joy of the Lord is my strength.
你就跟着我们说，靠主而得的喜乐是我的力量。
Again.
再一次，靠主而得的喜乐是我的力量。
Again.
靠主而得的喜乐是我的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
靠主而得的喜乐是我
的力量。And therefore, if you don't feel joyful, happy, you say,
如果你不觉得喜乐
hey, something is wrong here.
你说我上面，我这里有点不对头。
In the name of Jesus, go.
那奉耶稣基督的名
，Go.
离开，不喜乐离开。因为靠着耶和华得喜乐是我的力量。
Amen. And you will live your life knowing that you have
the joy of the Lord.知道你有从主来的喜乐。
So the Lord will say, the Lord always give you the best, and then he tell you the not so good. Yeah, but doesn't matter. The best is so good and so sweet of him that we forget about what he's going to say to us about the not so good. Amen.
我们知道他给我们都是最好的、最喜乐。那他也会告诉我们一些不太好的事情。当我们知道什么是最喜乐，那不太好的事情，我们也不必那么看重了。
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to tell you also to another scripture that he always reminds us, and that is from Isaiah 46:6-10. Let us turn to the Word of God.
也有一段经文都是他总是这样提醒我们，让我们一起来看。
Yeah, which Isaiah 46:6-7 is talking about human beings.
然后以赛亚书46:6-7讲的就是关于人的事情。
He's talking about men.
讲人。
How about the man that who doesn't know God?
那些不认识神的人。
Or maybe some men who still know God but still believe in the worship of idols.
那有的人也许认识神，但是他还相信拜偶像。
So what do they do?
那他们会怎么做？
This is what they will do.
就是这里以赛亚书46:6-7。
They will take out the lavish gold out of the bag.
他们就从囊中抓金子。
Weigh the silver on the scale.
用天平评银子。
Then they will hire a goldsmith.
然后他们就雇银匠
and make it a god.
制造神像。
Then they themselves will fall before the things that they created.
他们又俯伏又叩拜。
And then,
他们手所造的。
And then they will worship the thing.
然后他们就敬拜他们手所造的这些。
My family came from this kind of generation. My family.
我的家庭家人我的
老家 they go to temple,
是从这样子的
光景
出来的。
They worship.
去那个庙然后去拜
偶像。They go to the talisman or the worship idol shop and buy a idol.
他们去那个造神像的那个店，然后去买一些
人
手所造的，然后就带回家。
So they believe that what they worship in the temple is in this
他们相信他们去庙里面拜的东西就在他们买的偶像里面，所以他们就敬拜。
This is what God said here.
这就是神在这里所说的。他是用可能用金用银
their gold, their silver, and ask a man to create it.
叫人用金子银子来做成偶像。
Yeah, and then they bow before it and they worship it.
然后他们就俯伏叩拜。
And expecting that idol to speak to them or provide their needs.
他们就期待那个偶像能够对他们说话。
Yeah, and so whenever they wanted to feel close to the thing, they bear this idol on their shoulder.
是吗？他们想要亲近偶像，就把偶像背在肩头上。
Or they will set it in a place and then they continue to worship.
照这节经节说的，他们会把它抬起来，安置在高定处。
Yeah. Or and then from there they cried out.
然后他们就从这样子的就在来
呼求
这偶像，然后希望这个偶像能够救他们脱离患难。
You understand?
明白吧？这个拜偶像
，the idol，
这个偶像
，they make it。
他们手所所造的，他们敬拜，他们相信，哇，就把它给扛在肩上，然后安置在地处。那主是从第八节，主是怎么说的？他，你当想念这事，你当想念这事。
Show yourself man,
自己做大丈夫。
Yeah, all you transgressor.
悖逆的人呐。
For remember the former things of old. For I am God.
你要知道我是神。
I'm God and no and there's no other.
除我以外没有别神。
So I want to ask you, is God your God?
神是你的神吗？
Amen.
Amen.
Is there any other?
你有别的神吗？
No. So God is my God.
神就是我
唯一的神。 I like you to confess, God is my God.
你们口上宣告，神就是我的神。
God is my God.
神是我的神。
I have no others.
没有别神，再没有别神。
Amen. Then he says, for I'm your God and there's no other. And then he went on to say,
然后他接着说
I am God and there's none like me. No other gods can you ever replace. All those little gods there is nothing like me, nor can you replace me for them.
他说再没有别的神可以比我的，你能够用别的神来代替我吗？
Because I'm a living God.
因为我是活神。
Why am I a living God?
为什么我是活神？
Because I can declare to you the end from the beginning.
因为我从起初就指明末后的事，我可以做得到。
Your life,
你的一生
a newborn baby and if it's from a Christian home,
刚生的出生的婴孩，
the Lord knows this newborn baby's destiny.
这个婴孩生在一个基督徒的家里，神知道这个孩子一生他的命定是什么。
Right, from the beginning,
从开始就知道。
Every of your children, even your own life, the Lord knows your beginning and your end.
甚至你自己的一生，神从知道从怎么开始到什么样结束。
How does it make you feel?
那让你觉得怎么样？
How does it make you feel?
你会觉得怎么样？
Very good, isn't it?
很好啊。
That if I am in God, I'm not to be afraid.
我在神里面，我就不要害怕了。
Because my end, God knows it from now.
因为我的结局，神从现在就知道了。
Isn't that wonderful?
太好了。
When you're gonna take the plane to go where, or when the pandemic, so everything He knows. When you're gonna go to this church and that, everything He knows.
是的，他什么都知道。你要搭飞机去哪？这个疫情会怎么样？你要去哪个教会？他从开始一直到结束，他都知道。
How successful you are in your life?
你一生有多成功，他都知道。
And also to what he wants for you,
他要给你什么，他都知道。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Declaring the end of your life, and he'll tell you now.
他你的人生的结局，他现在就可以告诉你。
And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do as." I do according to my pleasure.
从古时就可以言明未成的事说，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的我必成就。Hallelujah.
Do you feel comfortable with these words?
你觉得这样子这些话有没有让你觉得很舒服？
Yes.
你觉得很舒服吗？
That God knows you.
神知道你，
from
认识你。
The end of your life. How many years are you going to live?
他从你结局一直到起初，他通通知道。
If you are close to Him, He can tell you.
如果你亲近他，他就可以让你显明。
Isn't it wonderful?
实在太美好了。
You really don't need to worry about
anything. 你真的不需要太担，你不要担忧任何事情。
Get near to him,
就亲近他，
so that he can tell you.
他就可以告诉你。
We settle with that, right?
好，我们都这样搞定，讲定了哈，
yes,
就这样子。
Right, next one is that.
下一个。
Mark 13:7 says,
就马可福音十三章七节说，
you will hear rumors of wars,
你会听见打仗和打仗的风声，不要惊慌。
for such things must happen,
这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
well, with the Ukraine war,
现在乌克兰俄乌战争，
Is this the end? Is this the
这个是结局吗？
Or would this lead to Ezekiel 38? God and may God?
这会带到以西结书三十八章的哥格马各大战吗？
Is this a God and may God war?
这个是神所定的这个战争吗？
I listen a little bit, but I don't want to say anything. Do I find out more from the Lord?
我没有多说，直到我从主那里。就发现了更多。
This is not the God and May God war. Definitely.
这不是，绝对不是那个以西结书三十八章所说的哥格马各的战争。
But this war may lead to the God and May God war.
但这个战争可能带到那个程度去。
And I want to say that we believe the wars the Lord wrote in the Bible, not the wars that is happening now.
我们相信圣经里面所提到的那些战争，我们不是说现在世界在发生什么战争。
Right. Now we have the war with Ukraine and Russia, right?
这俄国跟乌克兰正在打仗。
The African nations is always at war with each other.
其实非洲很多国家随时都在彼此打仗。
Israel is always on the alert.
以色列总是在那边警醒，等着。
With Iraq,
跟那个伊拉克、跟叙利亚、跟伊朗，他们这些周围的边界国家在打仗。
And we all know that according to the Lord's biblical book.
那根据圣经
，There are three wars that we as a believer should be aware of it.
有三个征战呢，我们需要知道。
The first war is the God and May God war.
第一个呢，就是将要发生的征战呢，
the second war,
就是以西结书三十八章说的哥格马各的征战之战。
The second war is the war that is in Zechariah chapter 12 and 14.
还有一个战争在圣经里面记载，就以赛亚书十二章那里记载的。
And the third war,
第三个战争，
the last war,
最后的战争
happening in Revelations 20.
在启示录二十章。
So let us, as good Bible scholar,
我们呢来做一个很好的圣经学者，让我们回顾来求问神。神在他的
book about these three wars,
主在他的书里面怎么讲到这三个征战。
I want to say to all of you that there are lots of biblical Bible prophets.Bible prophecy prophets they say a lot of things.
就是说有很多的，就是圣经预言的预先知，他们说了很多事情。
But most important.
但最重要的是。
What does the Holy Scripture talk about these three wars?
但圣经说的是怎么说？怎么说到这三个征战？
You actually must watch out for these three wars. Watch out for them for these three wars.
你要留意这三个征战，
yeah,
但有的我们已经被接走了。
Yeah.
对，但是要留意，要知道，必须
知道。Though you must actually you just want to be concerned, pray for the wars that are coming.
你要为那个将要发生的战争来祷告。
So,
对
today, God wants to enlighten us by His word.
神要来启示我们。
About the God and May God wars, the Zechariah wars, and the Revelation wars.
讲到就是以西结的哥格马各之战，还有那个以撒加利亚书的战争。还有那个启示录的终结啦，终结之战。
So I want to say to you, please follow me.
请紧紧跟随。
That you then you get the understanding.
你就会明白。
Just get not too much, but just say there's such a war there.
你就是要知道会有这样子，将要有这样的征战发生。
I want to say that wars are often God's judgment against the nations.
战争呢，很多时候都是神对那个国家的一个审判。
It's how they treat Israel. Let me tell you.
都是根据他们怎么来对待以色列。所有圣经说的战争都是神来审判那些国家，他们怎么对付以色列，照他们所行的。
Give you a few reasons.
给你们几个理由。
That causes God to judge.
使神来审判。
The first one he says, in Matthew 25:31-33. And this happened during the Millennium Wars, you know, after the Millennium Wars, where God says he sits on his glory, right?
他这里说，当人子在他荣耀里。
And then he gathered the nations, and he would divide them sheep and goat nation.
他就把万国就聚集在他面前来分别这个山羊跟绵羊的国家。
And then the sheep will be on his right hand, the goats will be on his left.
那好，那个绵羊就在安置在右边，山羊在左边。
So therefore, how do you become a sheep nation?
你如何成为一个绵羊的国家
？How?You must love Israel.
你必须要爱以色列。
You must be. You cannot vote against Israel in a United Nation. Okay?
你不能在联合国投票反对以色列。
Yeah. Just like our Prime Minister, he said he loved Israel, Justin Trudeau.
我们的总理说他爱以色列。
But he goes to United Nation and vote against Israel.
但是他在联合国，他投票是反对以色列。
Doesn't matter what he says.
不管他说什么，是他做的什么。
That God will see.
神看见他做的什么。
Head of Canada.
因为他是总理，是
加拿大的领袖。God will look at his action and say, "You are, you can, you Canadians, the nation of Canada, you are against Israel." Because you're voting.
神就看我们就是加拿大，你们是反对以色列的。
Well, we have a very good prime minister, just a Stephen Harper, right?
我们曾经有过一个非常好的总理
Stephen Harper. He always
say, 他总是说
2008, 2009. He was
2008, 2009,
we were recognized as the best friend of Israel.
我们那时候人家认识加拿大是成为以色列最好的朋友。
You know that's the time where the economies of the world failed,
我们国家的经济
but not Canada.
全球的经济都失败，就加拿大经济好。
Right. Why? Because he always declared himself, I'm a friend of Israel.
因为那时候那个哈伯总理总是说我们是以色列的最好的朋友。
And also too, we know that God has such a favor upon Canada.
因为当时他这样做，所以神对加拿大就很大恩宠。
Nations are divided into sheep and goat.
那国家就要被分别成为绵羊跟山羊的国家。
Not because God likes it.
不是因为神喜爱这个，喜爱
谁？No, because God look at your action.
神看你的行动。
What are you doing to Israel?
你怎么对待以色列
？Just like USA.
就像美国一样。
Oh my God.They hate Israel.
They hate Israel.
So you will know what is God going to do if they don't change their course.
如果他们不敢，他们的不改变他们的行程的话，神会怎么对付他们？我们也一样。
Also, too, I believe in the church.
我也相信在教会里面，God
is going to divide into sheep,
神也要来分别是绵羊的教会，然后山羊的教会。
Those who truly love Israel and those who don't love Israel.
那些真的是不爱以色列的。
About 10 years ago, some pastor asked me to join them in their church.
有牧师邀请我去参加他们教会，我也喜欢。
I asked,
我就问
了 pastor,
所以牧师啊
，Do you believe in the nation of Israel?
你相信以色列这个国家吗
？Would you bless Israel?
你会祝福以色列吗
？They say, Oh no, no.
他说哦，
不 ，not Israel,
不是以色列。
In fact, 20 years ago, my husband, we do an offering to that church, and the pastor say, Israel is the pit hole. Oh my God.
他说以色列是个无底洞啊！
Yeah,
你怎么奉献都不够的无底洞啊！
Yeah, yeah. So straight away we leave that church.
我们就不敢
参。If you regard
Israel
as a pit hole,
如果他把以色列当成一个无底洞，
so how will God look at you?
那神怎么看？
Hey, they are the apple of God's eye. Okay, be careful about your love for Israel. This one
是那个神眼中的同人，所以要很小心。
Yeah. So the first division, the Lord will
第一个分别
first thing, the Lord will say, "Are you a sheep or a goat?"
你是绵羊还是山羊？端看你怎么对待以色列。
Amen.
Amen.
Next one, Matthew 25:35-36. I'll be very fast. Yeah.
马太福音第二十五章三十五、三十六节。
Yeah, it says, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took in me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me."
这说因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我。
Then,
你在我在监里，你们来看我。
Then the righteous,
然后义人就回答说。就回答主说
you know, Who are the righteous? We are the righteous, right?
谁是那义人呢？
Because
我们就是那义人。
We are righteous because of the salvation grace of God upon us.
因为神的救恩临到了我们。
The righteous will answer the Lord.
那义人就回答说
When did we see you?
啊，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了呢？
Feed you, thirsty,
给你吃渴了，给你喝呢？
When did we see you?
什么时候见你做客旅，留你住呢？或是赤身露体给你穿呢？
I'm sorry that I didn't give 40, but the 40 say, the Lord say, if you do all these to the least of my brethren, you do it to me.
第四十节没有 PowerPoint, 就说你们坐在最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
about who? The nation of Israel. Let me tell you.
也是讲到说，你
们
坐在以色列身上，是我的弟兄中最小的一位。你们就是坐在我的身上。
I want to say wherever you go,
不管你去哪里
，you see a person really love Israel.
你看到一个人真的很爱以色列，
really、
真的
be good to Israel.
对以色列很好。
You want to keep them as your friend.
你希望跟这样的人交朋友。
Honestly, you want to learn more from them.
你要跟他们多学习。
Yeah, and it's so wonderful. To
是很好的。
Actually, you do all these things. This thing of kindness, you do it to God's people first.
你这样做给神的，坐在神的百姓身上。
God will bless you.
神会祝福你。
I want to say to you,
我要对你说
this is a biblical principle.
这个是圣和圣经的法则。
So, number two, those who do not,
那些没有这样做的。
Well, I tell you.Canada gives a lot to the refugees. I'm glad because they are refugees.
加拿大给了、
right? yeah.
奉献很多很多给难民，很好，因为他们是难民有需要。
Right, I understand.
是的，我明白。
Where is your love and your hospitality towards the nation of Israel? There are lots of poor, prostitutes and all that.
但是你对那个就是以色列非常有需要的人，你怎么样来款待他们？
So you know that
你的心在哪里?
My views are quite towards Israel because
你知道我们的
观点 if God loves them,
是真的向着以色列，因为神若爱他们，我们也要爱他们。
Okay, next one, 就是 second point is your doing, your acts towards the nation of Israel. Number three.
那当讲说根据你怎么对待以色列。
Jeremiah
25. 耶利米书第31节
，35章31节。A noise will come to the end of earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations.
他必有响声达到地极，因为耶和华与列国相争。
And actually, the Lord plead with us if.Plead with us every day.
因为主其实好像在求我们每一天。
Yeah, he says that please listen. But if you, whatever you do to Israel, disaster is going to come to you.
然后你们做，就说坐在以色列身上的，会有时候会带会遭灾呀、
啊，
灾难会临到你呀、啊。他在
Actually,
真的在 呼叫我们。
So the Lord is already pleading with the nation. I have a controversy. I have an issue with you with the way you treat Israel.
其实神已经在对全列国在呼求说，说我跟你们有要相争，因为你们。
Yeah.
这么样子对待以色列。
And I want to, everyone of us, including me, to remember 14b.
我每个人都要记住这个第十四章。
Yeah. I will repay them according to their deeds and according to works of their hands.
我也必照他们的行为，按他们手所做的报应他们。
We all believe that that's retribution, right?
我们知道会要有报应的。
Right? So I want to say God also too has his own agenda.
神也有他的
议程的。Who is going to bless more than not?
谁会他会更大的祝福，谁会他会报应的。
Yeah. I want to say when I was a little child in the Lord.
当我在主里面还很幼嫩的时候。
30 something years ago, I learned from a very Sri Lankan lady. So you must love Israel.
的那个女士来学学习到。
Because in loving Israel, you're going to have the blessing of Abraham.
所以她就得着亚伯拉罕的祝福。
I don't need to answer. I don't need to understand more. I say, oh, okay, blessing of Abraham. That's good. I mean, his descendants, numerous as stars in heaven, as numerous as.
我就、
yeah.
我不必多问，我就说哦，这样子祝福以色亚伯拉罕那他说可以，很好。
Yeah. So I ask the Lord.
我就问主。
The Lord say to me.Yes, you must love Israel.
你一定要爱以色列。
You must pray for the nation of Israel.
一定要为以色列祷告。
And that time I was still very young in the Lord. I do not know anything about Bible. 那时候我还真的很幼嫩。The Lord said, I came from there.
因为主说了一句话，我是从那里来的。
Oh, that's settled.
那就好了。
If my God comes from India, I will bless India, right?
对，如果主说我是从印度来的，那我们就要来祝福印
度。If the my God comes from North America, I will bless Biden. Now, you know, for example.
如果说他是从北美来，我就要祝福。
Yeah, no, the Lord says he
came from Israel. 主就跟我说，我是从以色列来的。
Amen.
那就 解决了。
Yes. Okay. So let us talk about the first war.
我们现在才开始要讲将要来的战争。第一个就是以西结书38章的哥格马各之战。
Let us read the word. The word is powerful. We are called according to the words. Now.Ezekiel 38:1-3.
就以西结书38章1-3节。
Now the word of the Lord came to me to Ezekiel, say, Son of man, set your face towards Gog, into the, of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him.
那耶和华的话临到我，就是以西结说，人子啊，你要面向马各 弟的哥哥，就是罗斯米舍土巴的王，发预言攻击他。
Yeah, so this is a very strong prophecy from the Lord.
这从主来很强的预言。
Yeah, that says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O God, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal.
那主耶和华如此说，罗斯米舍土巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌。
So this first verse tells us.
所以这个第一节告诉我们
，There's a man called Gog.
那有一个人，他称为是哥哥。
And he came from the land of Magog.
马各这个地方来的。
And this guy Gog is also called the prince of Rosh.
这个呢，哥哥就是这个哥哥是一个称谓啊。这个哥哥他是罗斯那里出来的。
And Rosh is actually a form of yeah was the ancient word is Rosh, but today is Russia.
所以罗斯 Rosh 他那个过去是称为罗斯，现在称为 Russia.
Okay.
俄罗斯。
And then so who is this Meshach and Tubal?
还有另外两个地方。拿那个叫米舍土巴的。
So he's a prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal.
所以这个面向那个哥哥说，就是罗斯米舍土巴的王。
And we can know that where these people are if you look at Genesis 10:2-3.
你这些古代的名字呢，你如果去看创世纪第十章二节三节，你就可以看得出来。
Actually, they are the descendants from Noah.
从创世纪十章，他们是挪亚的后代。
The sons of Jethro were Gomer,
亚佛的儿子
是
哥灭、马各、马代、
Meshach,
亚完、土巴、米舍。
The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Rehad, and Togarma.
哥灭的儿子是亚什基拿、利法、陀加马。这陀加马待会也会有。
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you.This country that is coming, that God is against, the first word, can I bring you to back to 31, 38:1? Yeah.
就是我们又回到以西结书38:1-3.
Yeah. These people
这些人
are the descendants
都是那个
from the loin of the sons of Noah, Jethro.
都是挪亚的儿子亚佛的后裔。
Okay. So,These are the people,
yeah.
And where they are from, they are from a certain part of Eastern or Central European.
就是从那个北边、东边的那个欧洲。
So first of all, is the prince of Rosh that is wanting to form this an alliance.
对，罗斯这个，他是来形成这个联合的，
就
来攻击。
Make this alliance to build this wall called God and Magog wall.
就是他们呢，就是这个人就来连接一些同盟，来产生这个我们一般称为哥哥马各的这样子征战。
But they did not just they themselves.
不但是只有他们自己。
Because Ezekiel 38:5-6 told us.
还有别的。
That the other nations that also joined up.
还有一些其他的军队也来跟他们联合。
Persia.
启示录38:5。
So in this God and Magog war, Persia, Iran will be in it.
那伊朗也会参与。
Ethiopia or Kush, the ancient name is Kush.
古实人就是伊索比亚。
Put, that is Libya today.
佛人就是现在的利比亚人。
They all come with shields and hammers.
他们都也会来加入这个战团，拿着盾牌，然后就
带上头盔。Central and Eastern Europe.
哥灭人和他的军队。
Yeah, Eastern and Central Europe.
对，然后就是东边
和北边的。And Gomara.
还有那个陀加马，北方极处的陀加马，就是土耳其。
So these are the nations that will be involved in the God and Magog war.
就很多的军队都联合起来参与这个战争。
We got the setting, right? The setting is done. Okay, good.
就让你们知道是从俄罗斯做。来连接很多很多这些都是东欧北欧的一些小地方
but central yeah near the area yeah
在那附近的就是那个
but the other nations
他们联合起来当然还有那个就是利比亚啦那些地方对利比亚对土耳其这些伊朗土耳其这些等于是那些国家阿拉伯国家
so we know that this will formTo come,
他们会形成一个大军
来
联合攻击以色列。
Okay, then when is it going to happen?
什么时候发生
？Is it happening now?
现在在发生吗？
How do you know it's not happening now?
你如何知道还没有发生？
I want to ask you, the Ukraine war is Iran in it? Maybe, but not outwardly. 乌克兰
那个伊朗有参加吗？还没有啊。
Yeah.
对，不在这这个大区。
Not really.
那土耳其又在里面、
yeah.
也没有。
So therefore, we can say it's not God and Magog war, right?
就是说我们可以这样说，现在的俄乌之战呢，还不是这个哥哥马各的这个大战。
I'm relieved, right? It's one of those wars.
喘口气。
It's one of those wars.
还不是，因为圣经有讲这个战争一定会发生。
It can lead to the God and Magog war.
但是
它
可以带着就走向这个大战。
So what are the conditions?
是什么样的条件？
That says in the Bible.
在圣经里面说。
That set the scene for this God and Magog war.
来。铺好这样的平台，让这哥哥马各之战来发生呢。
Okay, I like to refer you to Ezekiel 38:8-10.
那我们回来到那个以西结书38章八节十节。
Oh, very good. Yeah. So he says here, after many days you will be visited, and the later years you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gather from many people on the mountains of Israel. No, you're here, sorry. Yeah.
以西结书38章8到10，过了多日，你必被差派到末后之年，你必来到脱离刀剑，从列国收回之地，到以色列长久荒凉的山上，但那从列国中招聚出来的必在其上安然居住，你和你的军队并同着你许多国的民必如暴风上来，如密云遮盖地面。主耶和华如此说，到那时你心必起意念，然后图谋恶计。
This is the actual setting for the God and Magog war.
这个是真实哥哥马各之战的那个背景。
It's not going to be fought in Russia or in Ukraine.
那个不是在俄罗斯，不是在乌克兰之
战争。It's going to be fought on the mountain of Israel.
那个呢是在以色列的山上
的。On the mountains of Israel. And who are the people living there? These are the people that were gathered from the nation into Israel already.
那些是谁住在那里？就从列国那里聚集起来，住在以色列的那些民。
And how do this army come? It comes like a storm.
那这个军队如何来？它像个暴风而来。
Yeah, coming like a storm. Suddenly, they're able to form together this alliance.
他们就突然形成一个同盟了。
Okay, who's the leader?
谁是那个首领？
Prince of Rosh, right?
是罗斯的。
That's why God always
the 哥哥。
Always take care of the leaders. You are the leader. Okay, you are responsible.
所以我跟你讲，他是首领的带头的，所以神都是先处理领袖。Okay, 你是领袖，神就先处理你。
So it happens on the mountain of Israel.
发生在那个以色列的山上。
It came suddenly like a storm.
突然就像暴风一样的形成。
And what did they do? 11.
做什么？第十一节。
They were invading a peaceful people.
他们就去侵略那个人家很和平的、
yeah,
安静的民那里。
Peaceful people. And that there was safety in the land.
然后他们其实是很安全的，在那个地方。
So first thing happens on the mountain of Israel.
然后它发生在那个以色列的山上。
They came like a storm without warning.
然后就像突然像暴风一样，没有预警的就发生了。
And Israel was at peace with nations.
当时呢，以色列跟列国人家是很平安、
安然居住的。Quite a bit like us today. Israel
有点像我们今天呐、
啊。Yeah, like Abraham had a court and all that. Israel is at peace. No, there's
a
little bit here
and
there, but
今天你现在在中东也有叫做亚伯拉罕的协约嘛？
Yeah,
他们好像很平安嘛？
And,
他跟列国都有
安
全协约。
Safety than before, like the 5 years ago or 10 years ago, Intifada and all that.
他们现在那个以色列人住在那个地方，好像看起来比过去还安全呐。
And the next one is what you also need to know.
你必须要知道。
Four reasons because they were rich.
就会
they come to plunder and take booty.
事实上，很重要的一个原因，他们来发起战争呢，就是要抢财为掠物，
yeah.
要抢他们的东西做他们的掳物。
Further down, you see they will come for the gold and the silver.
他们首先要来抢金子、抢银子。
Right. This army,
这个大军
form suddenly comes,
突然成型，然后来了，大军压境。然后人家以色列人本来过得安全的、很富有的生活。
And I want to tell you, Israel has oil.
以色列有石油
underneath the sea,
在它底下的 海里面
oil is a very precious
现在油是非常宝贵的、
yeah. so this,
的宝贵的东西
is,、yeah.
现在他们是要来抢夺这些、
so、they come for these few reasons
就这几个原因要来抢东西了、
yeah. okay. and then what did the Lord say
那主怎么说呢
you can go on to Ezekiel 38:3-4
我们来看以西结书三十八章。
The Lord say, I'm against you.
他说我与你为敌。
Oh God, and I will put hooks in your jaw.
我必用钩子勾你，
and lead you out your army,
勾住你的
山甲， horses and your horsemen.
调转你和你的军兵马匹。
Yeah, all splendidly dressed like an army.
都穿戴整齐，像个军队。
And the Lord says.
主说
says that is my purpose. I'm waiting for you. Kind of the Lord, kind of waiting for them.
主呢，等着他们呢、啊，就在那里等着他们。
In their jaw,
他就用那个钩子勾住他的腮颊，把他给拖走。
So, this war is going to happen.
这个战争一定会发生。
Not because the enemy is wicked and cruel.
不是因为仇敌有多邪恶、
God himself
多残忍，
has his purpose and plan.
有他的。旨意有他的计划在其中。
It's the same way as for you and me.
这一样的，对你对我而言。
The enemy can mean evil, but God will always mean good for us.
仇敌的意思当然是不好。
Amen.
但是神的意思原来是好的。
So whatever is happening to you,
不管发生在你身上有什么事情，那仇敌的意思是不好的，但是神的意思都是好的。
Because he knows,
因为他知道我们从起初他就知道我们的结局怎么样。
And many times.He tells your enemy, if you are walking with God, he says, I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting for you.
讲事实上他对你的仇敌在讲，他都知道你的仇敌是我在这里
等
着你呢。
Yeah, and the word of God says so too.
神的话也是这么说。
Yeah, I want to bring you back to 16, you know, in the scripture, when the prophets speak word, they speak all in one round. You yourself have to go dig out and see. Can you bring me back to Ezekiel 36:16?
以西结书三十八章
16:16
这里、
yeah.
我们又来到十六节这里，哥哥啊、
嗯嗯，
你必上来攻击我的民以色列。神都说了哈、
嗯，
如密云遮盖地面，末后的日子，我必带你来攻击我的地。到我在外邦人眼前，在你身上显为圣的时候，好叫他们认识我。神要使用这个战争。
The Lord said, in the latter days, when the before you even want to think about war with Israel, I will tell you about your latter days. Your latter days is that I will come against you. I will bring you out. I will draw you more to attack Israel. Okay.
其实这就是圣经的预言。
Yeah.
他就在这里说，在他已经在宣告末后的日子，你要来攻击以色列，我会让你来攻击。
I want you to come out.
我要你来，你来，你来。
Because why? I have hooks prepared.
因为我的钩子已经准备好要来勾住你了。
That's how great our God. Amen.
我们的神是这么伟大。
Amen. How great is our God?
是我们神是伟大的。
So you get it? Yeah. It was the Lord's intention to you come.
主要在他们身上，他自己要显为圣。
Oh, hallelujah! When I read this, I jump. Yeah. Sometimes I in my house I jump, you know. Yeah. And so.So the Lord said, I'm waiting for you. I'm going to draw you out like hooks.
我的钩子等着你。
Next one, he said, I'm going to cause an earthquake in the land of Israel. Ezekiel 38, okay, 19.
我们在以西结书38章19节那里会发生地震。
This is God's judgment against this nation.
神的审判临到这些国家。
First he's going to draw them, use the hooks to hook them out.
吸引他们过来。
And he said, I'm waiting for
you. 钩子等着伺候。
My purpose is to kill you all.
我的
no, you come and kill us, you know?
Yeah. 那你们通通等着
吵。What else is going to happen? Earthquake is going to happen.
地震要发生。
是，地震
要发生。
Then, 21, I will call a sword against Gog throughout all the mountains. That means he's going to raise up an army within Israel. Like the Ukraine, the people in Ukraine, the way they fight.
对啊，主耶华在21节说，主耶华说，我必命我的诸山发刀剑来攻击哥哥，人都要用刀剑杀害弟兄，就好像乌克兰他们团结起来一起来征战一样。神会在这个征战中做行神迹，有很多神迹在战争，只要在以色列所有的战争里面发生很多很多神迹的。
1967 war,
六日战争好多神迹，还有 那个赎罪日之战，那1973年之战也是很多神迹的，历史上都有记载。
God fought for Israel. God will continue to fight for Israel.
神为以色列来征战，会继续为以色列征战。
And then also to number 22, He will rain down on the troops, flooding rain, great hailstorm, fire and brimstone.
而且22节说，我必用瘟疫和流血的事刑罚他，我也必将暴雨、大暴。并与火，并硫磺降雨，他和他的军队。
I want to ask you, who wants to be on the on the on the on the side on the bad side of God? No, no, no.
谁想要站在那个神的敌对的那一方呢？
These are the things he did to his enemies.
这就是他会做这些在他的仇敌身上。
Israel is his beloved. We are also his beloved.
因为以色列是他心所爱的，我们也是他所爱的。
Amen. He will reign when he fight. The Lord really fight. He's a man of war. It say in Egypt, in Exodus that our God is a God.
我们的神是，他是那个军队的万军之耶和华，他是征战的神。
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Why? Number 23, that I will magnify myself and sanctify myself.
这些事发生，
就是我必显为大，显为圣。Eyes of many nations, I will glorify myself, sanctify myself.
对，在多国人的眼前显现，他们就知道我是耶和华。
They will know that I'm God. Amen.
对，显为大，显为圣。
I better hurry because I cannot tell you the other two wars, which I'm so excited to. Yeah. So Ezekiel 39, you know how terrible this God and Magog war.
你知道那个以西结书38章是开始，39节告诉我们这个结果有多么恐怖吗？
That the cities, that the people in the cities of Israel has to go and set fire on the burned weapons, both shields and buckles, bows and arrows.、Right?
这以西结书39章讲到说，住以色列城邑的人必出去捡器械，就是大小盾牌、钩箭、顶杖、枪矛，都当柴。烧火
so this is
how called
war. The people in Israel, the remaining people in Israel, they had to put all the weapons together and they got to burn it for how many years?
烧那些东西要烧七年。你看
how big is the army?
你看那军队有多大，那个战争有多猛烈，然后光那个收拾的器械、武器都要烧个七
年。And then number 12, how do they, the people has to continue burying the people for how many days?For how many months? 7 months.
以色列家的人必用7个月埋葬那些死去的兵军兵，
okay.
为要洁净全地，要7个月埋葬都来不及呀、啊，要埋七个月。
How big is this war?、Eh?
这个战争有多激烈
？What happened to the church?
那教会发生了什么事呢？在这时候
，You want to hear?
你要听吗
？What's going to happen when it happened? When it happened, what happened to us?
当这个事情发生的时候，教会会怎么样？哈利路亚
，We will be raptured.
我们祷告，我们已经被教会已经被提了。
The Lord take us away. Yeah,
主把我们给带走
了。We all go up in the sky.
因为那时候已经是在那个
fly away, yeah.
在那个
yeah. 大灾难了。Some prophets believe that it will happen before the war starts. Some of them say the first week of when the war starts, we are gone. I rather say let's go first. You know, yeah.
我跟你讲，这有不同的说法。
Yeah, yeah.
有的人认为说，教会在这个战争之前，这个哥哥马各之战之前已经被提了。
Yes.
有的人说是一开打7天内就被提了。
So,
那我们当然知道，就是说教会不会经过这整个过程，因为有的事情教会在这之前就要被提了。
Amen. So therefore,
大灾难之前
your concern is make sure we are not here, right?
我们关心的是确保我们。
Hey, 7 years to bury the weapons, you know?
光烧
7 months to bury the people. Oh man.
光埋葬都要埋7个月、yeah. 那么失
仇到 the word of God
什么地步了
okay so if we are gone from、
如果教会已经被提不必受这个哥哥马各之战之祸
then why do we need about the Ezekiel、Zechariah war and also the Revelation war right but God still want you to know、yeah.
其实我们既然这样子的在这之前被提的话、yeah. 其实撒加利亚的之战还有启示录战、yeah. 我们是不会经过、
right.
但是只是我们需要知道写在圣经而已、
right. 写在圣经 let us, 我们知道一下 for history's sake we need to know
对、这三个光景我们需要知道
In Zechariah war,
在撒加利亚的之战
which is contained in chapter 12 and 14,
就是在那个、在这那个撒加利亚书
Let me give you the history first.
14章 12, 16,
12, I glean this history from people who write discourses, you know, lectures and chapters over it. So I just kind of analyze it and give it to you.
就是有一些人有这样的总结，我们只是把这个就整理整理，然后来告诉你们。
Because Zechariah don't particularly speak of it as like a war, but he speaks about this calamity in the land of Israel.
撒加利亚不是把它用战事来形容，但他有讲到这个灾难将会发生。
So in Zechariah, the Zechariah war actually is fought only in Jerusalem.
这个撒加利亚之战呢，只有在耶路撒冷打，就是最后耶稣带着众人回来了，脚踏橄榄山那时候。
Jerusalem, like before, always is besieged by many nations.
耶路撒冷跟以前发生过好多次一样，它都是被列国给围困了。
Before was always the nation called Romans or the Syrian nation, but now it's besieged by many nations.
以前那个巴比伦王，然后还有后来是罗马人来围困耶路撒冷，但现在是列国。
And the particular tribe of Israel is very attacked, Judah.
就犹大支派非常大的被攻击，他就是耶路撒冷，就是他们犹大支派。
But again,
再一次
when enough is enough, God.
对神来说，够了就是够了。
Yeah,
神就出手。
So what did the Lord do? That one we want to know.
那个我们要知道，那时候神做了什么。
So I want to refer you to Zechariah 12, 2 and 3 first.
我们就先看撒加利亚书十四章二节四节。
When the warfare and the battle was fierce, the Lord
当那征战很猛烈的时候
changed the warfare.
神改变这个征战。
He himself made Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the surrounding people.
然后他使得耶路撒冷成为那个叫人战惊的那一杯。
Suddenly, in their fighting against Jerusalem, something changed. Okay, that Jerusalem become a place that they say, like in some cases now, even with Ukraine, you know, Russia would like to end the war in 3 days, but they know that they cannot, right?They just continue to fight.
有时候战争有时候会转向，就像乌克兰希望几天内就把那个把乌克兰拿下来，这样俄罗斯想几天把乌克兰拿下来，结果没有拿下来一样。
Yeah, so because
有时候势头不一样。
When the changes come in, so to the enemy is like a cup of trembling, something that they must be fearful of.
就是说，就好像成为一个让他震惊的一个杯，然后仇敌就要害怕了。
Right, and number two that.Also, to they will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people.
然后他会使得这个耶路撒冷好像一块重石。
That whoever heave on it will be cut to pieces.
谁来动它就会被它砸得粉碎。
Yeah, and which means that here the fighting is going on. So if more and more nations come against it, it's like you are facing Jerusalem like a big stone that will crush you.
就是说你想来攻击耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷要成为一块重石头来把你压碎。
Amen. So the war continues, but the war start to turn for the advantages of Israel and Jerusalem.
虽然在持续，但是整个战争转向了，结果反而是以耶路撒冷来成为伤害那个重仇敌。
And in that day too, God will strike the horses, even they come to attack.Jerusalem, they were very confused. The army of the enemy get very confused. They will strike it with confusion.
就那仇敌来攻击他们，仇敌就要来混乱。他说到那日，我必使一切马匹惊惶，使骑马的癫狂。
And then I will open my eyes on the house of Judah, and they will strike every horse of the people with blindness.
我必看顾犹大家。使列国的一切马匹都瞎眼。
Amen, amen. So this is what the Lord do.
主会做的，会介入。
I won't tell you when is it going to happen, but so this attack from Jerusalem.
这个来攻击耶路撒冷这个战争呢，发生在什么时候？那是以后的事情。
And God will rise up.
神会兴起来。
And how did God defend Jerusalem?
神怎么来为 耶路撒冷来
make Jerusalem to be a cup of trembling，
然后会使得它成为就是叫他们昏睡的
杯。He make Jerusalem to be a heavy stone，
然后耶路撒冷会成为一块重石头。
Yeah， it will cause confusions on the army，
使得军队，使得那些敌人的军队
都混乱。And it will even so cause sudden madness and blindness to come against the army that comes against Jerusalem。
Yeah， 都要
yeah
都要反过来。
Now，Then I want to refer you to again to Zechariah 14:2.
然后以撒迦利亚书十四章第二节。
You must remember that it is the Lord again that gathers all the nations to battle against Jerusalem.
其实这也都是主都已经算计在中了。他说，因为我必聚集万国与耶路撒冷征战。
So the enemy thinks that they are very smart.
仇敌认为他们非常聪明。
But they fall into the trap of God.
他们掉进神的陷阱
了。Because their design and their purpose for Jerusalem is never good.
因为他们对耶路撒冷的这个意思呢，从来都不是好的。
If you are not good and you want to attack them, God said, "I'm only waiting for you."
我在等着你们。
I'm waiting for time. The more you draw your people, your people together against Israel,
来攻击以色列。
I will even more gather more whoever wants to fight against Israel. I'm waiting for you there.
在等
I gather.
我在耶路撒冷等着你们。
Yeah, man. Yeah. He says, I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem.
我会来聚集，来对付这所有来攻击以色列的列国。
So we know what the Lord did. So we also know what the enemy did.
我们知道主会做什么，我们也知道仇敌会做什么。
The city will be taken. The houses will rival and the woman ravish half the city shall go into captivity. Right?
对呀、啊，城壁被攻取，房屋被抢夺，妇女被玷污，城中的民一半被掳去，等等的。
So this one, this war,
这个征战
，the whole of Jerusalem is almost completely destroyed.
整个耶路撒冷几乎都完全要被摧毁了。
And the final weapon of the Lord,
那主最终终极武器
12,
就是在十二节
，the Lord will strike the people.With a plague, right?
就用瘟疫来攻击，用灾殃攻击那与耶路撒冷征战的列国人。
This plague, some people call it nuclear weapon, but I don't know what it is.
有的人说这个应该是
，but you say it's a plague.
应该是应该是什么？那个核武器，
right.
也许是生化武器，
yeah,
我不知道。
Yeah,
对呀、
啊， yeah,
因为它的结果是
chemical warfare，
对，
可以 chemical warfare，
可能是核。
God has his own chemical warfare. He doesn't need to tell you. Yeah,
不需要告诉我。
Doesn't need to tell me to. Yeah,
but 因为他这里形容的
this chemical warfare, what do you do? The flesh will dissolve when they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their socket, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouth.
所以他们两脚站立的时候，肉必消灭，眼在眶中干瘪。然后舌在口中溃烂，好像是 chemical 嘛
？Yeah, chemical warfare. Yeah.
So
who says our God don't have chemical warfare? Doesn't have.
我们没有人敢说
weapons of war.
神没有什么生化武器或怎么样。
I want solely believe in the Lord to do all this.
我们只能相信主会使这些事情发生。
So you know, at this time,
在这个时候啊
，the people of Israel, you know, I'm thinking they must be.Oh my goodness, where is our God and all that, right?
Yeah. 那个耶路撒冷的百姓说，我们的神在哪里啊，在哪里啊？
But this was also God's intention that they would get to that level.
也是神的心意，要让他们达到这个程度。
Like for example, if somebody who's a drunk.
你说如果有一个是酗酒的。
You know, AA, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous, they say, how bad are you?You must be flatly, totally disgusted. Then you want to change, right?
因为那些酗酒的人，他怎么能够改变呢？只有到一个地步，他们自己都厌倦了、厌烦了，才能够改变。
Same as putting on weight.
So
you think of putting on weight. You can do 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds. My God.
有时候我们一直在增肥，肥到一个地步，自己都厌恶，说我一定要改变。
Right. So,
受不了了。
So here it is. God is expecting his people to change. It's hard to repent.
神在期待他们，他的百姓改变，他们的心悔改。
When Jerusalem is so attacked,
当耶路撒冷如此被攻击，
God help them.
神就帮助他们，如何帮助？
And so we go back to Zechariah 12:10.
然后我们就回到那个撒迦利亚书十二章十节这里，他说。 我必将那诗人叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，并为我悲哀如丧独生子，又为我愁苦如丧长子。
They say, the Lord said, I will pour on the house of David and the inhabitants in Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They cannot, I think day and night they keep praying, you know, praying God, God, you know, and then look out for me, and they look out for me whom they have pierced. Yeah. Yes, and they will mourn for me as one mourn for his only son, and grieve for me as one grieve for a firstborn. Amen.
撒迦利亚书十二章十节，对。Amen.
So, would you like to know when this will happen?
你知道这些事什么时候会发生吗？
The church is rapture, right?
教会被提了，早就被提了。
Yeah. God and Magog war happen.
然后哥格马各之战发生。
Yeah. So they have peace again.
然后他们就有平安了。
Then they enter into 7 years.Of the tribulation.
七年大灾难。
Zechariah war happens to be on the last part of the 7 years of tribulation.
然后撒迦利亚书就是最后那部分七年大灾难之后。
Understand? So therefore, it is during the time of tribulation. And that's where Israel wanted peace so bad. So they invite the Antichrist.After the
然后那时候呢，犹太人、以色列人他们真的期待平安，所以他们会欢迎那个敌基督。
Right. So we have 7 years, three and the first 3.5 years is good, not bad.
前面三年半还行。
The last 3.5 years,
最后的三年半
this is what happened.
就是发生这一些这么大灾难。
That the nations again,
然后就以色列国家，他们就
and also to Israel know that they choose wrongly. They choose to have the Antichrist.
他们选择的那个是敌基督。
Therefore, God has to intervene.
神一定要介入。
So when God poured the spirit of supplication upon the land of Israel, God himself came, right?
就是那个将那个将叫人诗人叫人恳求的灵浇灌他们。
And he came and he did the marvelous thing.
神就做了奇妙的事情。
He had the plague. He caused madness. You know,
然后有疯狂。
Make Israel to be a cup of trembling and a stone.
昏睡的杯，然后像一块重石头。
And then so Israel is still back into the Lord's fold.
然后以色列回到那个神的怀抱。
Then Jesus is then will be the king.
那时候耶稣就是那一位王。
And we can find it that in verse 12, I mean 16, okay? The war of 12, 16.
No, sorry, Zechariah 14:16.
So it came to pass that everyone who is left of the nations who has come against Jerusalem will go out from year to year to worship the king.
千禧年
间呢, this is the millennium worship,
千禧年
当中, millennium
year. 所有的人都要,
and the Lord holds and keep the feast of tabernacle.
Okay. 守住棚节,
yeah, so wonderful.
这么美好。
So where are we? We are still with the Well, we came back, right? The millennial rule.
我们那时候，他耶稣脚踏橄榄山，是跟着被提的这众圣徒一起下来。圣经有讲的，
right.
一起下来。
So that the millennial rule of the king.
一起治理这一千年。
Right. You understand now? Yeah. So biblically, this is how it is.
圣经上说， yeah. 根据圣经上说，就是将会如此发生。
I praise the Lord. You know, it takes me a long time to understand. I got to ask the Holy Spirit, tell me what's happening.So this Zechariah war of chapter 12 and 14 can also be confirmed in Joel, the book of Joel.
约尔书里面也有这样子的来
验证。I don't have time to tell you. So also,
十二章十四章
also can be confirmed in the book of Revelation 16, 14 and 16.
启示录那个十六章那里也有印证。
So, this war is going to happen because it's confirmed in,Definitely in three places, the weakness of three.
这个战争一定会发生。
然后 and that is the end of the tribulation.
那接着就是那个大灾难之后。
I want to go into the last war.
最后一个战争
which is going to happen. if you are on this earth.
如不会啦。
No, if you are, I mean, it is all.
如果有人那时候还在地上。
Yeah, I mean, it's all depending on you, right? I mean, yeah.
我们活在今天就不会活在那时候。
Pray that you do not, but yeah. So if you can.You can escape the tribulation. There's still another war.
对，有你可以逃过那个大灾难，但是最后终结之
战。At the end of 1,000 rule,
一千年之后，所以我说一千年之后。
So, I will give it perspective.
那我们就把这个情形，
我
们只是要来了解
the last war,
最后一个
终极之战 war, the last war,
就启示录之战。
I will start with Revelation 21-3.
启示录二十一章。二十章一到三节。
Okay, Revelation 21-3. So you remember?
所以你记得。
Yeah. At the when the thousand year rule of the Lord our King comes happen, where Satan? This is where he happened.
那一千年用完了。
No, no, yeah, yeah.
Before,
yeah.
然后撒旦在哪里呢
No. Before the 1,000 years reign.When the war is really fought in Zechariah 12 and 14, the beginning of the 1,000 year reign, where is Satan? Satan's here.
要开始千禧年的时候，撒旦在哪里？
Where?
在哪里？
Then, so where is he? He is bound, okay? He is bound, okay? The serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, was bound, God bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him out and put a seal on him so that he cannot deceive the nation no more. Okay?
因为他那时候他是被丢在无底坑里面，在无底坑，然后一千年他是被绑住，就是一千年捆绑他一千年。
Yeah.
等到那一千年完了。
Right. So he will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
他有一千年是在无底坑里。直到那个一千年完毕
then he's released for a little while.
然后他要暂时释放出来。对。
I want to ask you. So Satan would be saying, I'm in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. So even if I'm released, I better don't be too naughty or too wicked, right? You think you would think like that?
撒旦就是撒旦。你想你被广绑了一千年出来你会乖一点。
Oh, he will do more against the Lord.
他更厉害了。
And the people.The people living in that 1,000 years, okay?
那时候在世上的一千年，
Would you believe
还是有人，你会相信
that there would be still be unbelievers?
你能相信他们这一千年，他们还是不愿意相信主吗？
Wow, I said to you, the hearts of men are very hard and very wicked.
Let me
tell you. Then the king Jesus is ruling, you know?
那时候
1,000 years.
耶稣这一千年，他在做王。
Yeah.
众圣徒跟他一起做王
everything is beautiful, hunger story, and yet there's still unbelievers.
还是有人不信主。
Wow, I want to say,
我要说
so if they survive the 1,000 years and still do not believe in Jesus Christ, wow, I tell you.
他们活过那一千年，然后还不信主，那我告诉你，
can you be,
谁救得了？
Yeah.My God, you know. So I mean, the scripture was said to me like this. So okay, then we read Revelation 7:9. Okay.
我们读启示录二十章七节九节那里。
So when the 1,000 years expire, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里，就是无底坑里被释放出来，要迷惑地上四方的列国。
And went to the four corners of the earth, right?
就是哥哥和马哥。
Yeah, but I want to say about that. Here, let me just my notes. Here, okay. All right, so not that one. So then another battle.
然后就有一个战争。
And this battle is also called God and Magog.
这个就是哥哥和马哥。
But it's not the God and Magog of
Ezekiel 38.
This is the spirit of that war. Is also the same spirit here.
这只是说那时候来抵挡神的那个灵呢，跟以西结书三十八章的那个哥哥马各之战的是一样的，这样子抵挡的灵。
Yeah. So it's again this vicious army, okay?
是一个非常邪恶的
军队，
突然
coming against God's people,
就来了聚集，要来征战与圣徒的营。
Yeah. So they went out.On the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved sea, and the fire came down from God of heaven and devoured them.
就他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
I want to tell you a little bit about here that the difference between the Ezekiel 38 wall and the of God and Magog and the wall, the God and Magog wall of Revelation 20, the difference, okay?
这那个以西结书三十八章的那个战争，跟这个启示录二十章七到九节的这个，都是有提到哥哥和马各，但他们是不同的。
Okay, first thing.
第一点
，The Ezekiel 38 God and Magog war, Magog war.
以西结书三十八章的哥哥和马各的
之战。The chief comes from the north.
那个首领是从北方来的，罗斯来的。
And involves only a few nations.
就只有几个国家，
Remember,
对不对
？Iran,
Libya,
Ethiopia, Turkey, okay,
这等等的。
But the God and Magog war of Revelations 20.
但是在启示录二十章这里的这个战争
，involves Satan himself,
包括撒旦自己。
And the nations of all and the nations of the world.
那当时世上列国
right. So remember that. Okay. Now, and then in Ezekiel 38 war, the people has to bury.
然后当时以西结书三十八章那个，他们要埋葬死人，要埋七个月
right.Bury the people 7 months. Bury the equipment 7 years.
要烧那个器械要烧七年。
But not in the Revelation war.
但是在启示录不是这样子。
Whoa! Straight away, God creates the new heaven and earth. Amen.
那时候
there's a difference here.
有一个新天新地产生。
All right. Now, of course, we know that in the Ezekiel war, Satan is still not yet bound.
因为在以西结书的那个战争，撒旦还没有被捆绑。
Right, but Because there's a provision after the God and Magog war of Ezekiel 38, we have the tribulation and then we have the millennium rule.
因为还有一个过程，因为经过以西结书三十八章的哥哥马各之战，还有一个大灾难。大灾难之后才会有那个撒加利亚书的征战，然后这个启示录是一千年后。
Yes, in the Revelation, God and Magog war and the period there.If you have not repented, there's no more room for you to repent because there's a new heaven and earth.
不悔改、不信主是再也没有机会了，再也没有了。新天新地来的这些，这些都要丢硫磺火湖了。
Revelation 20, we come to Revelation 20. After the God and Magog war, and after Satan was thrown into the lake of fire, so now. Revelation 20.
我们讲到最后的结局就是那个就是。整个再来一次大战，列国大战，然后接着是怎么样？就是启示录二十章十一十二节
，eleven and twelve，
十一节十二节，
结局来了。This is what John saw.
这是那使徒老约翰他在灵里看见。
I saw a white throne and him who sat on it.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面。
This white throne，
这个白色大宝座
is the judgment，
是一个最终的审判
of。It's a heavenly throne, okay?
它是一个天上的白色大宝座。
And everyone,
每一个人
small, big, whatever it is, ever live must come to this throne. Yeah.
这不是
Let me finish.
我知道，这你说每一个人，这个不是，它是无论大小，当时。无论大小都站在。
Let me qualify it. Yeah,
okay,
you just
我又看见死了的人，无论大小都站在宝座前。
So.Because we know that our judgment,
因为我们知道我们的审判
is the bema judgment. I know that.
基督徒我们要受的是基督台前的审判。
Great white throne judgment.
这个白色大宝座。
Actually, we are there, but we are already judged. We are there.
我们不必接受白色大宝座的审判。
All come before him.
那大家来到他面前。
And those that do not know him.
那些不认识他的
，They have to face this great white throne judgment.
他们要面对这个白色大宝座的审判。
We are there, but we already has our book open.
我们是在生命册上的，所以我们的书是已经展开了。
Right, but with that weakness, you know, and that, so the other thing that you have to keep account of this white throne judgment is that.The earth and the heaven flee away before his throne. How great is our God?
天地都要逃跑了，就是天地都没了。
Everybody comes.
无论大小，
Those who knows the Lord are judged by already a book, the book of life.
就是生命册也要展开。
Yeah, and the other one, they are judged by another book.
然后那些 名字没有记录在生命册的，他们要用别的册子来审判。
Yeah. But everything is before this white throne judgment.
都在白色大宝座之前。
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe how would our hearts feel at that moment?
我们的心那时候感觉如何？
That people who do not know God stand before him.
那些不认识神的在他面前。
And you know what he judged? The books are open. You know what he judged?
书展开了。
Yeah.
他怎么展？
He judged them.
审判。
About God's will for them, even though they reject God, still God says, "My, I have a will for you, right? I have a purpose for you."
神用他对他们的旨意来审判他们。
What are they judged?
他们是被如何审判?
For every deeds people has done,
他们所行的,
they have done, think and say and do.
他们所说的所做的。
And then, but for us,
至于我们,
we are judged by a different book.
我们是另外一本一卷书。
It's the book of life.
是生命册。
We have to make sure that our names is in the book of life.
我们的名字一定要记载在生命册。
Because we are, our names are blotted from the other book.
我们的名字不在另外一本册上。
But doesn't mean that we cannot, we do not know. No, it's a white throne judgment.
有一个白色大宝座。
Yeah. So therefore.
所以。
So make sure that our life is in the, our name is in the Lamb's book of life.
最主要是要确定我们的名字是在生命册上。
Because those who are not.
那些名字不在生命册上的
they are judged by the book that's open.
真的被那一卷展开
before Jesus.
在耶稣之前
and when Jesus sit on that throne, heavens, what do you say here?
耶稣坐在白色大宝座
heavens and earth flee away.
天地都要逃避了
how glorious is that? Can you imagine that?
天地都没了
can you imagine that? Yeah. Then we have also the lake of fire.
有硫磺火湖
which is not here, but there are certain people that are bound and thrown into the lakes of fire, right?
就是说有些人就是他的结局就在硫磺湖。
The dragon,
那龙、
Satan, the beast, the false prophet, right?
兽，还有假先知等等的。
Death and Hades also too in there.
阴间死亡也都被丢在那里面去
了。And those whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life.
所有名字没有记载在生命册上的。
I shall explain another day what is the second death as is spoken by John. But
这就他们
I think that's
就要第二次的死了。
Right, it's not important. But I want to say to you today.
今天要告诉你们
these three wars.
这三个征战
Hopefully, we pray.
我们祷告，我们希望
that as believers,
身为基督徒
we are spare.
我们是免去
we are spare from
免去这三个征战
How are you spare?
你如何能够被免去
you belong to the body of God.
如果是你是属于神
you belong to the kingdom of God.
基督的身体是属于神国度的。
But, and if you belong to the kingdom of God, you also have a purpose to do.
你是属于神国度你还是有个旨意要做的神要问你。
Will you want to be the wise virgin or the
你要成为聪明的童女还是愚拙的童女
because you may,You know, hopefully all of us hear the trumpet call.
然后我们真巴不得每一个在座的，当那个号角响起的时候
，and our oil is always full.
我们的灯是油常满的。
And we are prepared to receive the bridegroom that comes.
然后我们预备新郎来迎接我们。
Do you believe that believers, some of them may even face certain of the war, as not even not the others, but God and Magog,
war? 你相信有的会有所谓基督徒他可能还得面对这个以西结书的这个哥哥马各的征战
And then, the tribulation is enough to take out everybody
那个大灾难也就够受了
yeah,
把大家都给出去
it's going to be,
但是将会发生
But we pray that we are not even be involved in the God and Magog war
我们祷告我们连这个以西结书三十八章的征战我们都不需要
Not to say The Zechariah War of 12 and 14.
对。
So, are we ready to really love the Lord?
真实的爱主。
Very, very much.
真的很爱主。
Are we ready to say, Lord, really take care of my life?
我们真说主啊，你照顾我一生，我相信。
The wars to come is not like the Ukraine war that is like that.
真将要发生的征战不像现在俄乌之战这样子而已。
We can see the devastation.
你已经可以看到这个造成多荒凉的光景。
I want to say.It's even more unthinkable.
更加的，你无法明，无法想象的。
Of the biblical war that's written here.
圣经上所说这些的，你没有办法想象的。
To me, this is a message of encouragement.
对我来说，这是一个要鼓励大家的信息。
Get your life right.
你就真的是要正确了。
Lay your priorities right.
你的优先次序要搞对了。
There is.
是会有一个征战将要发生
written in the Bible.
在圣经里面所记录的
yeah, yeah,
请大家站起来
I think the second song that was sung was very good, right? The second song that, Yeah Second worship song today
后面敬拜的第二首
yeah,
对
yeah,
天上的敬拜
yeah, yeah,、嗯、Let us worship the Lord for a minute So I hope this message is helpful to you.
希望这个信息对你们有所帮助。
Righteous are all your ways, Lord. We thank you. Great God of all.
Hallelujah.
From beginning to end of our lives, we just give glory and honor to the Lamb. We all shall bow to the King who reigns forever and ever.He shall be, whether we like it or not, he shall be king forever and ever and ever. We worship you, we worship you. Yes, indeed, Lamb of God, you're worthy, worthy, worthy to receive our praise. Give you glory.Glory is your name. Glory belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great salvation upon myself and my household. Thank you, Father. God, mighty God. Thank you.
主啊，谢谢你。
We go with this presence of you in the heart.
我们真的在你的同在中，在我们教会里的同在中，我们
要离开。There's still things in our heart that we cannot understand about you. Make us understand.
还有一些事情没有办法全部明白，求你使我们明白。
Maybe there are things in our life that we cannot give up to you. Make us give up to you.
有些事情我们没有办法明白，然后都交给你。帮助我们，什么都交给你。
How much you love us,
你是如何爱我们
？That you spare us from all the biblical wars to come.
你会免帮助我免去所有圣经所说将要发生的征战。
Because Lord, we belong to you. We are your beloved.
我们属于你的，我们是你所爱的。
We are not your enemies.
我们不是你的仇敌。
And I will continue to live like your beloved.
我们就要活得就像你所爱的这样子。
From our hearts unto your heart.
我们的心就是归给你。
From our hearts to your heart.
从我们的心给你到你的心。
We say, Lord, we love you.
我们要说我爱你，
really、
我们真实的爱你。
Yeah. Thank you for taking care of us.
谢谢你照顾我们。
Thank you every way you work for us.
你各方面你都真是为我们来成就。
Even when we known or not known.
我们知道或者不知道。
You are always there for us.
你总是在那里为我们。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Mighty is your love.
你的爱是何等大。
Mighty is your salvation.
你的救恩是何等大。
Mighty is your wishes and your desire for us.
你对我们所怀的心意、向往，你是何等大。
I can only bow.
我们只能俯伏。
And I can only say thank you, Lord.
我们说谢谢主。
I shall receive it.
我要领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。 Amen.
Can you just shut out your hands and give a
blessing? 我们就伸出我们的手来领受祝福。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠。
And the love of God, your Father and my Father.
就是我们天父上帝的慈爱。
And the sweet and wonderful fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵甜蜜奇妙的交通。
Be with us forever and ever.
永远与我们同在。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessing. Go in the presence of the Lord. Go with the blessings of the Lord.
就是在他的同在，在他祝福中。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bye-bye.